found out long ago. Oh. It's a long way down the holiday road.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, hello, good morning. Radio and podcast listeners, I am Jay Garvin's, your host of the Jay Garvin Show, and we are tipping at the midpoint of January. What a wonderful thing it is to be into 2022. You are listening to the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, where every week I come up with a new topic. I've got a lot of response from last week. Jan and Bill, thank you for reaching out, and Stan and Doug for my last show. Last week, you can get a copy of that. You can get a podcast of that. It was Ways to Stay Ahead of Inflation in 2022. Bringing residual income into the new year was the week before that, and we are already into the third week of January 2022. If the Omicron variant has not brought you to your knees in the consummate head cold, get prepared. A lot of radio listeners said, I had Sharon who said, Jay, your voice sounded a little raspy, I guess like Wolfman Jack. But we all got the crud in the Garvin's household and none of us went to the hospital. So I hope you are safe. I hope that you are healthy. And most of all, I hope that you are blessed and informed. If you need to get a hold of me, please feel free to call me directly at 719-330-1457, or you also can go to churchillcolorado.com. That's churchillcolorado.com. You can click on the Colorado Springs team, see my face there, and click on my calendar and just get a 15-minute call if you'd like. I just sat down with gentleman Bill this week who wants to understand more about investment property, and I'm telling you folks, there's a lot of new and great information that's coming out incredibly fast. I would love to earn your business during your next purchase or refinance transaction. I am by license a loan origination officer, have been that way. We call them home loan specialists at Churchill Mortgage since 2009, since the requirement went into place, but I've been originating loans since 1998 and doing it full-time since 2000. So 21 years, we've got a great team here at Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage right at the Colorado Springs branch office on the corner of Colorado and Cascade in the Sun Plaza. I've got a lot of great individuals that have called me and reached out to me and said, Jay, I'm very interested in your next investment property class. I'm not doing generically scheduled and promoted classes. I'm doing invitation only. If you're interested in investment property ownership, you can call me at 719-330-1457. That is really the topic of today's show again. Investment properties, but I always conceal it or camouflage it in a interesting and hopefully humoristic, definitely entertaining subject. And with that, I'm going to give you the drum roll, Matt, with the show introduction. Today's show is titled A Trip to the Heartland. Every time I travel, I somehow come up with a radio show. Some of them are totally oblivious and separate from mortgage conversations. I did one recently, in December, of course, on Christmas. I always do a Christmas special where we read stories and don't talk about real estate, budgeting, or mortgage. But I did one going westward, and that was I did one on Lewis and Clark when I visited St. Louis. But today, my trip to the heartland is an entertaining, very exciting, memorable trip that I took from Colorado Springs to Denver, and then flew from Denver to Milwaukee, where my brother and I made the pilgrimage up into the cold reaches of the frozen tundra and went to a Green Bay Packer game on a Sunday night against Minnesota, 6 degrees in weather. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how that journey was. If you've not got into the heartland, or at least what I call the flyover states, got into South Dakota, went into Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa, Oklahoma, Indiana, Tennessee, all of these and more is what I'm going to be talking with you today. It's just you and me. If you've not been on the pilgrimage back to your hometown, mine is Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Brookfield, the suburb, and Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home of the Packers. A little bit of history here. I love the Broncos. I'm just torn that they had to let go the coach one more time. I'm extremely excited from a sports fanatic standpoint that they're getting ready to actually sell the ownership from the Pat Bowlen family. That's coming out of the court, but I digress because I'm a sports fan. And I tell people I am a Packer fan by choice, but I'm a cheesehead by birth. I am a Colorado resident by marriage, and I'm also a tremendously excited Denver Broncos fan by marriage. It's actually one of the ways my wife and I met. I followed Denver Broncos since they launched the franchise in the 60s with my father, and it was amazing that my wife, when we met, this is a high criteria for a cheesehead, my wife was a Green Bay fan with her father even before Denver was launched and up and running as a franchise. So it's a marriage made in heaven, and I got to make that journey. I'm going to talk to you today about what it was like to journey back into the Midwest, the culture that you see in the heartland, the commerce that you see in the heartland, the hospitality that you see in the heartland. But then, of course, I'm going to get into real estate. And a trip to the heartland in the second part of the show is I'm going to talk about these incredible flyover cities. And I'm talking, like I mentioned, the cities in Tennessee. There's Sevierville, there's Memphis, you have Indiana, Indianapolis, you have the South Dakota, the Rapid Cities, you've got Wisconsin. I'm going to talk about Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the draw of the Packers, La Crosse, Wisconsin, which is home of the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, where I went, a Division II school, the draw there. Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Stillwater, Oklahoma, where you have Oklahoma State University, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, Missouri, you've got St. Louis, you got Branson. I'm going to talk all about those cities, but from a real estate standpoint. Then I'm also going to have Jason Holmes, the co-owner, family-owned Rocky Mountain Climate, coming in this next segment to talk about customer service and about servicing your HVAC unit. It's more important than ever now that many of you have experienced the increase in your utility bills, especially in your natural gas. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But then I'm going to finish up the show today on how you, no matter where your hometown is, potentially invest in cities that are 10 years removed from where Colorado Springs is, where I've got cities with a half a dozen properties in Green Bay, in La Crosse, in St. Louis, in Sevierville, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Indiana, Rapid City, South Dakota. All of these cities are amazing opportunities. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned as I go through this, and I'll be back right after these important messages. And call me during the break at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. And I'll be back to continue your and my conversation on a trip to the heartland.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host of the Jay Garvin Show, talking about real estate, talking about a trip to the heartland, a pilgrimage that my brother Grant and I took, he from Milwaukee, me from Colorado Springs. I went through Denver, flew to Milwaukee. I'll talk to you about the craziness after the new year. I flew on January 1st, came back on January 4th with a car 2 hours into the middle of nowhere. It would be like driving from here to, let's say, Wassenburg or Alamosa, and imagine a football stadium that seats 80,000 people. That's larger than Mile High, to take a pilgrimage into the heartland. That's for the next conversations. What I want to talk about during this segment with my good friend and guest Jason Holmes is, what about these utility prices? What about servicing your furnace, servicing your HVAC, HVAC, servicing all of your ventilation and everything? Because right now, folks, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. And with utilities and what's happening, it's going to be a big, big deal going into 2022 and beyond. And you're seeing a lot of activity, aren't you, out there, my friend Jason?
You wouldn't believe it, especially with that windstorm.
With that windstorm, how did that affect the climate control and furnaces and HVAC? What, did you have stacks blown off? I mean, why is all the response from the wind?
Yeah, in the HVAC world, we call them RTUs, which is short for rooftop units.
Rooftop units. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
so
that
you're talking
just
swamp coolers and stuff.
Swamp coolers as well inside there. Rooftop units are a furnace AC combo. And that wind was just taking them and just basically like a big hand just taking them off the top of the building and chucking them off the building.
Really? So when I see those, especially in Pueblo where my wife grew up, I thought those were all just like, you know, water flow fans to get that swamp cooler. But you're saying there's a good number of houses that have units that are furnace / swamp cooler air conditioners that are outside and on the roof.
Right, right.
What do you think? What percent? 5% of the units out there? 10%?
Most commercial buildings have rooftop units on the top of them.
Oh, of course. I'm thinking residential, and you guys are in commercial as well. Correct. And you get a small building like that, and the wind just rips that damn thing off, or the tree that just blows by rips it with it.
Right, right. Yeah, so before when we talked last time, all the bids were coming in for them, and now all the insurance companies are picking up the bids, and now the calls are coming in saying, we need heat.
We need heat.
So we've been
really
pretty busy with rooftop units lately.
So you guys talking 50, 60, 90 hours a week just out there busting it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, hand fist pump right there, man. Yeah. Thanks for working.
Hooty-hoo.
Yeah, hooty-hoo. A good friend of mine, his sister works at United, and she couldn't even get home. She said, I had to stay here to problem solve because 3,000 people called in sick at United. She said, you couldn't even imagine how that ripples through canceled flights. You and I were talking about going to the store. You said for donations, you were trying to find diapers and toiletries and just the basics. I told you, my wife, just a box of saltines. Who would have thought that, man? I should have bought up that commodity.
It's nuts, isn't it?
It is nuts, my friend. I mean, so you're out there servicing folks. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but my wife was blown away. She came to me and said, hey, Jay, our utility bill went from $4.25 to $625.
Mm-hmm.
What are you experiencing throughout? You know, of course, most of this, not all of it, but most of it is natural gas costs.
Right.
I've had one client of mine who lives in a beautiful townhome development right in the Broadmoor area, and their utility bill, and I'm still doing the research, went from like $280 to $380 in a month. So much so that they're calling utilities and saying, hey, we're going to dispute this. What's going on? We don't have a gas.
Yeah, yeah. And last time we talked again in the past, we were talking about the energy data came out, and it's dead nuts on the right price.
Yeah.
For 30, I think it's 34% increase on natural gas and 54% on propane.
And this is not like over 6 months. This is over 60 days.
Yeah, it's
just coming out of nowhere. And I don't, now they're decommissioning Nixon as well. They've already decommissioned Drake from coal, and they're putting that to natural gas.
Right.
So it's a supply and demand thing.
Yep.
Give your information, because folks need to have you come out there and look at their systems. Who they can? I know they can call Frankie. Who else is there?
Ashley over at the office.
Okay. What's their number?
Call the office at 719-629-8686.
And how far booked out are you for just inspections in order for people to take a preventive maintenance approach?
Fairly quick at the minute. That can always change.
Within the week or the next week?
Yes. Yeah.
And I tell people, even with you, man, to save a buck, I'm like, hey, here's a space heater. It's a Saturday or Sunday. I'll call. I've had one or two of my furnaces go down. Yep. It's one of the most important things to maintain in your house. That's why I take a preventive approach.
It is. And like you said, a dollar saved is a dollar earned.
Yeah.
Right now, make the call, 719-629-8686. Talk to my sister, Frankie, or our front lady, Ashley. Let's get over there and get that thing serviced. Don't think because that you have a problem with your furnace, air conditioner, steam humidifier, whatever the deal is that involves HVAC, that we're going to go in there and just sell you a unit. That's not what we want to do right now, especially since the high inflation of natural gas, propane, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. Yeah. And man, I can't remember. You're listening right now as a radio listener. You've got the most clients. The third one told me, yeah, tell Jason and his team hi. He's just quoted a system to put in. And I can't remember. It's one of your and Justin and my clients. Justin Hermes, of course, I reference from Real Estate Reality and REMAX. If you're listening right now, I only trust Jason and his crew to go into all of my houses, especially my primary residence. And now over the next 3 to 5 years, I'm going to put air conditioners in each one. But in the last minute now, tell me exactly what individuals should do as far as preventive maintenance.
Change your filters.
Change your filters.
Absolutely change your filters. That's going to help you with your efficiency of your furnace, help it run cooler and not as longevity on the running and not overworked. I guess is a better way of saying it. Not if you're working your furnace.
$6-$9 for three filters right down at Lowe's or Home Depot.
And buy the cheapest one you can. Don't buy the expensive one.
Yeah, because you want to switch them out. And I'm the worst at that.
Yes.
I mean, I've got to block them. I've now got my furnace changeover filter times in my investment properties. And you're getting your equipment in from Trane and stuff. If people want to put in a new unit, it's not a 6-month delay.
No, not quite a 6-month delay, a couple weeks.
A couple weeks, maybe 2 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, 2 years ago, we'd say, we can have you installed tomorrow, but now we need a little bit of lead time. If you are routing towards a new furnace, give us that lead time so we can get the furnace if it's not available in town here.
Yep, and you know, we saw a little bit of snow again last night on Friday, and I want to get some cold weather. We really need precipitation, folks. So one more time, call Jason and his team, his sister Frankie and Ashley in their customer service department at 719-629-8686, right?
Correct. Yep. Let's get you in there, get you service, and keep you running.
Okay, and what's that saying about a train?
It's hard to stop a train.
So thanks for coming in, my friend. And I'll be back right after these important messages to dive right into a trip to the heartland right here at the Jay Garvin Show. Stick around for the meat of the show.
On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America, never looking back again. They're coming to America.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, and I'm just in the middle, the meat of the program titled A Trip to the Heartland. And let me tell you, folks, as I right there cracked my mid-podcast, mid-radio show energy drink. I love Saturday mornings, but let me tell you, nod at your home and your truck and your car and your SUV on your own manner and your own volition. But I come from a big city. Milwaukee's considered a big city, one of the top 200 in the entire country. But I really grew up in Brookfield, which for the equivalency would be like Briargate, maybe Monument away from the center of the city. Maybe it would be Thornton. Maybe it would be one of the suburbs of Denver. But right after the New Year, in fact, on New Year's Day at 6 o'clock, I woke up. Of course, it was snowing, and I drove up to Denver to go through the airport. And I guess a shout-out for United. You know, I was not happy with the airlines, but with the Omicron variant and people calling in sick. I just really focused on being thankful for the people who chose to do their job. That was the only way that I got to Milwaukee, folks. But I don't know how you and how the rest of Americans are handling it, because it was worth it for me because my sister gave me tickets to the Minnesota Viking in the Green Bay game, and my brother Grant did so much in helping to settle my late mother's estate, who passed away in June, and he just really worked hard. And I said, brother, I want to take you to a Packer game, and he shared with me, Jay, I've never been to a regular season Packer game, and wanted to say thank you. If you haven't spent time with your loved ones, it's been 15 years since I've spent a full weekend uninterrupted with my brother, and I want to do it more. And in the conversation about a trip to the heartland, I want you to really feel in your heart this year to do that at least once. We're doing it again as a family with my two children and our exchange student daughter and additional friends. We're probably 7 to 11 of us are going to do a trip to the heartland, to Branson, Missouri, over spring break, where we got this huge house on a huge plot of land, and it's just spending quality time. And I'm sure I'm going to experience the exact same things in Branson, Missouri, that I experienced in Flagstaff, Arizona, and Williams, Arizona, when I went to the Grand Canyon, the exact same thing we experienced when I went to Rapid City, South Dakota, the exact same thing that I experienced when I went to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And this is what it is, folks. We didn't lock the door the entire time we were in Green Bay. I actually rented a house through short-term rental. And if any of you want to find out how you can make a profit and build residual income through short-term rental, just call me at 719-330-1457. I have short-term rentals myself. I've got one in the Smoky Mountains. It's the same heartland experience that you'll have in Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg, Tennessee, that I had in Green Bay. But we stayed 8 blocks from the infamous Lambeau Field. And understand, folks, there's only 100,000 people in Green Bay. It is smaller than Pueblo, Colorado. Imagine if that's where Mile High Stadium was, in Pueblo, or really in Cheyenne, Wyoming, instead of Denver, in the middle of nowhere. There's no Colorado Springs. It's like Milwaukee is Denver, and you have to drive all the way 2 hours down to Pueblo to see a game, except it's nothing but farmland. It's nothing but frozen tundra, the Fox River, Green Bay of the Great Lakes, a packing, a meat packing, an industrial, an agricultural city. Really, folks, it was founded in and around the explosion of Green Bay. Started in like 1919 and through 1914 all the way through and beyond World War I, Green Bay was a port where they packed up meat and sea rations and meals for the soldiers and would pack them, thus the name Green Bay Packers, pop them right out on the Great Lakes, up through the Erie Canal, and right across the Atlantic to Europe. First for the Allies with the French and the British, and then eventually, of course, just like we did in World War II, the Americans got involved, and your food, in part, was coming from a small unknown city of less than 30,000 people back then of Green Bay. They started a football team, but I tell you, I was in a stereotypical 1,400 square foot, three bedroom, two bath rancher built in 1958 with salmon colored tile in the bathrooms and hardwood floors and snow on the front yard and a one car garage. And we didn't lock our door at all. In fact, the person that we did the short-term rental from came and brought us hand warmers. It was the nicest experience with Airbnb I've ever had. And that says a lot. I've done it in over a dozen cities, all the way from Punta Mita, Mexico, to a half a dozen cities in the United States, from Memphis to Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm doing it in Branson again. But we literally drove to the stadium, Lambeau. This would be like driving to Mile High. We just pulled right into the parking lot off the street. No parking the night before. No charge for parking. Was literally 4 minutes away from our house. Walked right into this huge atrium. No waits in the pro shop. Inside the stadium the night before the game. And I've been to other 9 other professional stadiums and nothing is like this. We got a champions tour, an hour and a half, hour and 25 minute tour of the entire Lambeau Field with all the lights on the night before like a museum. And I booked it 3 days, 4 days before the game for like $38 a person. We had to wait an hour for the tour. So we went into this restaurant, world-class restaurant. It was a high-end restaurant, you know, like walking into the famous, or McKenzie's Chop House here downtown, but much larger. Yeah, just take a seat at the bar. No wait at all. Full meal in an NFL stadium with a burger, $8 with fries. And it's just another example of that trip to the heart. I literally, folks, walked up to the Hall of Fame office to say, how do we get our tickets? And this kid, Marshall, is like, hey, Mr. Garvins, I recognize your voice. I'm the one who talked to you 4 days ago when you booked the tickets. Let me look at this. And I accidentally double ordered a Hall of Fame, and then I ordered the Champions package with the tour and the Hall of Fame. He's like, oh, let me do a reimbursement for you. It's that typical Midwestern Heartland hospitality that, quite honestly, we've lost a little bit here in Colorado. It was here in 96 when I came. Maybe it disappears as you grow your metropolitan area. It certainly is not in Denver, that's for sure. I have nothing against Denver at all, but folks, the experience was absolutely priceless. We go into the Packer game and hear people around us. They don't even have individual seats. They have benches for the whole lower bowl, and it's more like the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. It's 81,000 people sit in this stadium in Lambeau, and people next to us are like, hey, do you want some hand warmers? Hey, here is some of our coffee. It's just an amazing experience. But the thing that startled me the most, folks, is we were sitting in our house less than four streets from Lambeau. Like I said, maybe 6 blocks, 8 blocks, depending on how you walk, on this street called Dolores Street. And right across, there was a house for sale. And I'm like, to my brother, Grant, I'll bet you that house is like $325,000. I'd buy it. It'd be a $425,000 to $475,000 house here. You know, 3 bedrooms, 2 bath, nice rancher, 1,800 square feet. He goes, Jay, I'll bet you that house isn't much over $200,000. And that was the spark. That was the premise and the inception of this show. We looked up this house directly across the street from us. Now, mind you, I paid a ridiculous amount of money to stay at this Airbnb short-term rental house, and I felt like I was pretty good giving it to Charles, the host. I said, this is Charles' retirement fund. The house was called Joyce's House, and I would imagine it was his late wife's. He looked to be a widower, did everything by himself. Nice as you could be, but I was happy to give him some money for the memories. But this house directly across the street with a garage, with a full postage stamp lot, right in a gorgeous neighborhood in Green Bay, built in the 50s, just exactly like Ivy Wild, exactly like Old Farm up north here in Colorado Springs. $219,000, folks. And I continued to look when I got home in Green Bay, Wisconsin. 1,000-square-foot house, only 2 blocks from Lambeau Field. Now, you can do this as a short-term rental, or you can do it as just a long-term rental. $200,000 for a 1,000-square-foot house. $99,000 for an 800-square-foot, 2-bedroom, 1-house, right on 4th Avenue, downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. A 1,250-square-foot, 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, $149,000. A 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, 1,450 square feet, $165,000. A 2,000-square-foot house, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, oversized garage, $179,000. Folks, you listening, that is like a time capsule into the past. That's exactly where Colorado Springs was 10 years ago. Then I'm thinking, let me look around more. Look for places that are familiar. We always migrate to what's familiar. And think of your hometown. If you want to call me, hey, Jay, you know, I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. Give me a call. Because I say this is an opportunity potentially to buy now and retire later. I've helped hundreds of couples complete what I call the three little house journey, where you buy 3 little houses for retirement. La Crosse, Wisconsin, I looked up a half a dozen houses there. $134,000 for an 880-square-foot, 2-bedroom, 1-bath house. 3-bedroom, 1-bath house, 1,200 square feet, $170,000. A 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2,300 square feet, $159,000. I'm telling you, this one here, $170,000 for a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,120-square-foot house. That is the exact size down to the square footage, the same number of bedrooms of a house in Patty Jewett that my wife and I bought in October of 2012 for $176,000. That was in 2012. That was 10 years ago, folks. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to share with you what's happening in St. Louis, what's happening in Tennessee, in Sevierville, in Pigeon Forge, what's happening in Indianapolis, Indiana, Rapid City. This is a trip into the heartland of how instead of buying a house, investing in a house in Colorado Springs, if you're tight on money and you truly want to invest, let's go into the heartland and help you get a reasonable goal right here on The Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap up with the power segment right after these important messages.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your... This is how we do it.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
Welcome back. I am Jay Garvin. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio. Or if you're catching Sunday's play or the podcast on your own, welcome. I am your friend. I am wrapping up a conversation about a trip to the heartland where I really experienced heartfelt hospitality when I took a pilgrimage up into the frozen tundra of Green Bay Lambeau Field. And while I was there, of course, I didn't take long to get real estate on my mind. Where my brother and I looked, he actually beat me. I thought houses in Green Bay would be selling for $300,000. And my brother said, Jay, I'll bet you every house, that one right across the street on Dolores Street where we stayed, right off the Fox River, less than 8 blocks from Lambeau Field. We literally parked and walked to the game as everybody else did. Funny, in Green Bay, they don't even have a parking lot that is sufficient to park 25% of the cars. And the general public loves it that way. You see them shoveling off their yards and churches shoveling off their yards where you get 30 bucks a car to literally walk 2 blocks to the stadium where on a corner lot in a house, there'll be 9 cars in the driveway and on the yard. And that's commerce. A Wisconsin cheesehead would say that's great non-taxable income, you know? Leave it to an administration. They'd find out how to tax a garage sale and a car parking on your yard. But it hasn't hit Green Bay yet. But I shared before the break that I looked at 6 houses in really nice neighborhoods. These are nice neighborhoods. No different than if you were to buy a house in Ivy Wild. If you were to buy a house in downtown Security, Widefield or Fountain in the proper off of Ohio Street, or maybe in Briargate or Rock Rim. And these are nice houses. One was 1,800 square feet on Dolores Street where we stayed, right across the street. $219,000 for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. $200,000 for a 1,000-square-foot house, $99,000 for an 850-square-foot, 2-bedroom, 1-bath house. $99,000, folks. You couldn't even buy a shed in Colorado Springs for $99,000. And I'm telling you, you can buy here. You're going to need to have money down. A lot of the FHA and the CHAFA, Colorado Housing Finance Authority, and even the VA loans are going to get more difficult in Colorado Springs. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. By the end of 2023, I'm probably not going to be helping many first-time home buyers. I did a radio show right in the new year called Bringing Residual Income into the New Year. And I talked to y'all about buying now and retiring later. So you can go to Yuma, Arizona, or you can go to Omaha, Nebraska. I might tell some of you to plan retirement in another state, especially when our utilities just went from $250 a month to $450 a month. The individual in charge of Colorado Springs utilities from California might not give a hoot what it costs for wind and alternative energy. But the young couple, or Melinda, the single mom with 2 school-age kids, she doesn't have $200 extra or $100 extra a month for the convenience of shutting down a power plant to go natural gas and then to windmills. They just don't have the option. literally am going to start to counsel some of you to plan to move out of the state and move to a more affordable place. Because when you can buy a house in Green Bay, Wisconsin for $149,000 and houses rent for $1,200 a month, just go to realtor.com. I looked it up. I mean, that's over $14,500 a year on a $149,000 house. Basically, that's a 10% capitalization rate. You call it a cap rate. Same exact thing in La Crosse. I shared the numbers. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, another beautiful city right on the Mississippi River, has a nice university there, has a good conference center, basketball teams, industry. Houses are ranging from 134 to 186, and again, it's $1,200 a month rent there. So you can buy now and retire later. But also, I'm telling you here in Colorado Springs, because there's really less than 2 or 3 years left of affordable housing. Once the median price clearly and permanently goes up above $500,000, $500,000, newsflash, folks, it's no longer affordable housing here. That's why rent is $2,200. If you're below $2,000 right now, you're giving your renters a break, and that's what I'm doing. But now look at St. Louis, Missouri. My son just got accepted to Wash U. Very, very proud of him. Exceptionally proud of him. That's one of the top 14 schools in the country, folks. And I'll tell you, tied for 14th. I'm going to look this up because I just really respect Asher, my son. If you look at this, Wash U is ranked number 14. And with that ranking at number 14, tied 14th in the nation in this Midwestern town in the heartland. That's the radio show today. Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee is tied for 14th. I mean, Dartmouth is 13th. Northwestern University, Johns Hopkins, Duke, University of Pennsylvania, University of Chicago, Stanford, Yale, MIT, and Harvard are the only schools that ranked above that. But you go to CC College and you can't buy a house for $500,000 walking distance to CC campus. There's only 2,500 students there. There's 7,500 in Wash U in St. Louis. And within blocks of Brown Park, which is a huge central-sized park in St. Louis, you have a four-bedroom, two-bath house, $149,000. Two-bedroom, one-bath house, 1,200 square feet, $235,000. 1,168 square feet on Ripple Street, $162,000. Now, these are houses right by the university now. $255,000 for a 1,200-square-foot house, three blocks from my son's campus or a park that's larger than Central Park in New York. $210,000 for an 1,170 square foot house, three bedroom, one bath. $160,000 for a three bedroom, one bath, 800 square feet. $215,000 for a 1,000 square foot house. And rents, my friend, in St. Louis are $1,400 a month. Again, this is not rocket science. Walk through this with me. You take $1,400. That's a month. That's in rent. And this is gross. And you times that by 12. You take $1,400 a month times 12, that's $16,800. You buy this three-bedroom, one-bath house, 800 square feet, walking distance from one of the top 15 colleges in the country. These are nice neighborhoods, beautifully refinished houses, $160,000. See, when you can get $160,000 house and have $16,800 a year of gross rent, not net rent, gross rent, that's a 10% capitalization rate. That's going to be a 30 or 40% return on your investment for down payment. Capitalization rate is if you buy a house outright. That means every single year you don't sell the asset, you can earn 10% of the value of that house every single year. That means in 10 years, just in rent, it's paid for itself and forget the appreciation. I'm telling you, that's why you consider buying now and retiring later. Because no matter if it's in Colorado Springs, or in this case, a trip into the heartland, you can buy a house now. Well, Jay, I don't want to be an investment property owner. Well, then be broke. Just be broke. Work the rest of your life. Flip the dial to a country music station. I'm just talking to people that want answers because you can buy a house in the Midwest right now. Same thing. I told you St. Louis. The next one, I don't even have time. In Sevierville, Tennessee, right outside of Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg. You can buy a house for $200,000 to $300,000 and you cannot find a rental. You can only find a rental down there for $1,000 in an apartment. You easily could charge $1,500 a month. Indianapolis, Indiana. Folks, this is crazy. For $110,000, you can buy a 15-square-foot house, and rents in St. Louis are $1,300. And my point is this. You buy a house now at $115,000 with 87 millennials coming of age, and they will want houses, folks. They're not going to live in apartments, and a lot of them are not going to stick around Colorado Springs. I would love for them to do that, but you're going to have a hard time living in Colorado Springs after 2025 unless you're making $100,000 a year. That's just a reality. So the good news is I want to help you. You call me at 719-330-1457. I don't care if it's buy now, retire later, buy now, help your adult children plan for a place to live later. I want to help you. That's what 2022 is all about. 330-1457. The big takeaway is act now. Inflation is coming. Increased rates are coming. But none of that matters at the end of our life. All that matters is my quest and your quest to get to know folks better. So go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. Stop and give them a hug. And pray that the Lord would give you your passion and your calling, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, the podcast listener. The person, Bob, that I sit down with Bill face-to-face is to help you move forward, not for my gain, but for your gain. Have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you next week right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
Well, I gave you some flowers and a car. I put a statue of you in my backyard.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
And I said, you can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see the honey for the bees. If it was a snake, it would have bitten you. I'm giving up on getting you. You can't see the forest.